Ben here from 92.3 FM. We're at Keswick Conference this week, and it's been a great 2 days plus today so far. I'm here with Ron Ferguson. How are you, Ron?
I'm very well, thank you. Wonderful and, conference.
And where are you guys from?
We are actually from Smithfield. We're pretty local, but yep. Come up every year.
Do you have a church down there?
Yes, I'm associated with a little group in Kawarra in the council hall. It's a little independent group of people, a little bit more elderly, but it is a wonderful cohesive group, and we really rejoice in the word of God, and that's what we do.
Amen. That's so awesome to hear.
Cairns Northern Beaches Christian Fellowship, the name is.
So Ron, you have a special sort of interest in writing, is that correct?
Oh yes, I do a lot of writing. I contribute many of my sermons that have been revamped and many that are written and go onto a site called Sermon Central on the internet, which is accessed by people from all over the world. And my great delight is to see the numbers from India and the Philippines and many of the African nations and many of the Middle East nations and those that are more restricted in the gospel. They're able to access this material, maybe pastors developing their own messages for their own people or people that just have no connection with any close church, and they're able to access that material, and I find that a great delight. The Lord has really enabled me to do that.
Yeah, it sounds amazing how he's using you in that area. Yeah. Do you have a particular area of interest in your sermons, or is it just whatever God puts on your heart at the time? Or?
Yes, most of my writing and preaching is more on the expositional side, that is, looking at passages and drawing out the teaching and the messages from them, and applications for our Christian life and spiritual growth. That's probably the main aspect, but I will cover all sorts of things as well. I do some topical sermons. I've just had a couple on Palm Sunday and on the crucifixion, but a lot of my material is in series, because I think, in my view, good preaching is expositional. That is, you might take a book, as I have done in Thessalonians or Galatians, and you work through that book to bring the teaching out. That is the approach I think is the better approach.
Yeah, that's excellent. And you also get into poems, you were telling me.
Oh, yes. I've been writing Christian poems for a long time. They have been viewed by people around the world that know something about writing, and, well, I shouldn't say that they have their commendation for it, but it's a gift I believe the Lord has given, and my Christian poems now measure somewhere around about 100,000 words.
Wow, that's a long poem.
And some very serious ones.
That is very exceptional. And if you're to be talking to other writers out there that might be sort of interested in doing something similar to you, is there any advice you could give these people?
Well, you must start simple, but in writing on Christian material, the best advice I can say is don't be focused on just the passage if you don't know the rest of the Bible. You must know a good deal of the Word of God so that you can compare Scripture with Scripture. You'll notice in the New Testament as you proceed through it that there are many, many quotes from the Old Testament, because those quotes not only reinforce the Old Testament, but they bring out the truth of the New Testament. There's an old saying that says, the new is in the old concealed, but the old is by the new revealed.
Yep.
And in the writing, you must have a good comprehension through the Word of God. But of course, not everybody starts like that. So you start at the basics and where you are at that particular time. I would suggest also that when you're looking at writing, that you don't isolate yourself from some of the good commentaries, and you'll see the style that they're written in, and Christian styles, they vary considerably.
Yeah, wow, praise God. And have you enjoyed Keswick?
Oh, yeah. Keswick's been very special to me. This actually, right at this very weekend, is the 30th Keswick I've come to. 1993 was the first, and I came here because a great American teacher called Stanley Toussaint was speaking, and I had a couple of his books. Wonderful man, and I've been involved pretty heavily ever since. Secretary for 13 years. I've been on the committee nearly the whole 30 years, and a fair bit to do with it. Of course, I reinforce it absolutely.
Yeah.
It's the most wonderful thing for Christians to attend, not only for Christian fellowship, which is perhaps a lesser reason, but extremely important, but also for the great teaching. What we've done over the years is to source out extremely good teachers of conventions around the world. Our current one here, Charles Price, is the recognised as the leading key speaker at Keswick in Great Britain,
yep.
And speaks internationally. Wonderful men. And the fellow we've got next year coming, Dr. Peter Day, he also is an international speaker of high repute. So we source these speakers out, and they are really, really good. It's not a matter of competing with churches. That's not the idea. We're hoping all churches join in. Some do, some hold back. But the people from individual churches, the word gets around. And this is a whole one in Christ is the banner. It's not a denomination. It's not peddling any view.
Yeah.
Except good, authoritative teaching in the Word of God.
Yeah, that's amazing, Peter. Hey, can you just say a quick, short, like 20, 30-second prayer for Keswick or the Tablelands or something?
Yes.
Very short,
mate. Yes, I'll certainly do that. Now, Heavenly Father, we thank you always for the opportunity we have to come before you, because you know the end from the beginning. You know our hearts. You know our needs. Father, this location here, the Tablelands, does have many needs. From time to time we hear of them. All we can do is just commit it to you and pray that your great hand will be upon the people here, especially those Christians who are getting older on the Atherton Tablelands where they've come. Father, we pray for the people here at the convention. Their hearts will be warmed, that they will learn of the Word of God. And what they take from here will be food for them in the coming months and year. Lord, we commit it all to you because we want to see your glory here, and we want to see your glory through your people. And this we ask in our Saviour's wonderful name. Amen.
Well, thanks very much, Ron.
Oh,
it's been great talking to you.
Yeah.
God bless your journeys and your writing. And so you've been with Ben and Ron, 92.3 FM. Tune in for more great interviews throughout the day.